Lithuanian's Bureau of The Ukrainian prosecutor general's office says approximately 67 bodies were buried in a mass grave near a church in Bucha, a northern Kyiv suburb, where journalists and returning Ukrainians discovered scores of bodies on streets and elsewhere after Russian troops withdrew. The country's prosecutor general said that 18 bodies had been located so far, 16 with bullet wounds and 2 with bullet and shrapnel wounds. 2 were women and the rest were men, she said. She said this means that they killed civilians, shot them. Black body bags were laid in rows in the mud. The prosecutor general's office is investigating the deaths and other mass casualties involving civilians as possible war crimes. The European Union is involved in the investigation. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged a firm global reaction after a missile strike killed 52 people at a train station where civilians had gathered to flee a feared looming Russian offensive. Pakistan lawmakers clashed angrily in the National Assembly on Saturday ahead of a no-confidence vote on Prime Minister Imran Khan that will likely see him removed from office. The speaker adjourned proceedings without giving a reason after just 30 rowdy minutes, ordering lawmakers to return in the afternoon. Khan, who was not present, has lost his majority in the 342-state assembly through defections by coalition partners and members of his own party, and the opposition needs just 172 votes to dismiss him. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. And here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. Saudi Arabia announces it will permit 1 million Muslims from inside and outside the country to participate in this year's Hajj, a sharp uptick after pandemic restrictions forced 2 years of drastically pared-down pilgrimages. Israeli security forces raid the Flashpoint West Bank district of Jenin, killing a Palestinian and wounding others, after vowing there would not be limits to curb surging violence. In Sri Lanka, tens of thousands pour into Colombo in one of the biggest demonstrations the South Asian country has seen in years, demanding the resignation of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa over the island's worsening economic crisis. France prepares for the first round of presidential polls projected to produce a runoff rematch between President Emmanuel Macron and far-right leader Marine Le Pen that will be far tighter than their duel 5 years ago. China is battling its biggest spike in coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic, with millions under lockdown, makeshift hospitals being built, and the health system feeling the pressure. A former top cop set to become Hong Kong's new leader vows to reboot the city's international competitiveness, but reveals few concrete policy details on how that will be achieved. A British man and French teenager are rescued 3 days after going missing while diving in Malaysia, police say, as hope fades for the man's son who is still unaccounted for. Will Smith is banned from attending the Oscars for the next 10 years, 2 weeks after the actor stunned the world by storming on stage mid-ceremony to slap the comedian Chris Rock. Tiger Woods falters early but battles back to keep his comeback from severe leg injuries alive amid gusting winds that wreaked havoc in Friday's second round of the Masters Golf Tournament in the United States. The new head of Yemen's internationally recognized government says the council he leads will work to end the country's grinding civil war. The remarks came in the first televised address by Rashad al-Alami on Friday. He thanked his government's backers, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, which have been helping Yemeni government forces fight the Iran-backed Houthi rebels for years. For more stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.